Hi, it's Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Friday, April 30th. We are just 39 days away from the June 8th primary election, coming up really quick, just around the corner, in fact. And today we're going to talk about election night and our recruitment of individuals that work on election night. Now, for those of you that are listening, election night is actually kind of fun. Now, it's a very important process because what we're doing is we're bringing all the votes back here to our central facility in Santa Ana to prepare them for tallying the votes. So the whole county is watching what we're doing, and in fact the state is watching what we're doing. But it takes people to make this happen, and we don't have enough people on our full-time or part-time staff to be able to do all this, so we bring extra people in on election night to work in the warehouse. It's a fun environment, a lot of energy, there's music playing, but it's also some work involved. And here with me right now is Janine Boyarski, and Janine is our manager of administrative services, covers a sort of a wide range here in the department. Janine, hello.
Hi.
And we want to talk about these folks that are coming in to work. Now, first, let's talk about what they can make in terms of money.
So we pay our election night workers $10 an hour with a minimum of 6 hours guaranteed.
And the good thing about that is that you can come in and you've guaranteed some of the money that you're going to make, but you also have the opportunity, if you do a good job, to come back to another election, right?
That's correct.
So for those listening out there, what's the best way that they can apply for this job?
Well, they have several options. First of all, they can apply online on our website, ocvote.com. They would go into volunteer, and under volunteer, they would select Tally Center. Mm-hmm. They can also call or email me directly. Mm-hmm. My phone number is 714-567-5107, or I can be emailed at Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, dot Boyarski, B-O-I-A-R-S-K-Y, at rov.ocgov.com.
And you are in the middle of recruiting these folks right now, so this is something that's very timely. We need these people to start getting on board if they're going to want to work on election night.
Correct.
Now, what we do is we do a briefing with everybody when they come in. So what time would they have to be here, and what sort of hours would they have to dedicate?
We ask all of our election night workers to be here by 7:30. Mm-hmm. We offer the opportunity to have dinner with us, so they could be here at 7 for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then we usually do our briefing around 8 o'clock.
Right. And we'll start getting returns about 8:45, 9 o'clock, so it kind of just flows right together. And one of the neat things about this is we've had groups and organizations come in and do this maybe as a fundraising effort. They can pool their money together, or they just come in for the fun of it. And most recently, we've had a lot of students from Cal State Fullerton coming in and being a part of this, and these kids really enjoyed that. I mean, I got a lot of feedback from them. They had a great time. Some of them were out there, even sort of dancing on the line in between those returns coming in, and I understand they may be coming back for this election.
I hope so. We love them. They helped us the last couple of elections, and they just naturally filled in everywhere that we needed somebody to be at that particular moment. They were great.
Yeah, they were really good. So remember, out there, if you're interested, June 8th is the night we're going to need you. It's a lot of fun. You'll have a good time. Go to ocvote.com, click on volunteer, or do the contact info that Janine provided you. Continue to listen to these podcasts. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.